This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
Andy Schell, the Profit Doctor, is in the house. Dr. Schell. Man, oh man. Looking at the volatility in these markets, we had some questions come in specific for you on MSRs, and I know you study that, you consult. Can't wait to get your contribution to today's program. There's so much you could go with yours, with all that you have to say.
Well, a couple of things. The first is that from the information from Fannie Mae, one of the lenders that we're working with is struggling with some of the issues is income continuity. And I don't think yes. Alice spoke on that too much yet. But if you're in a market where there's a substantial portion of your employees who are of the pipeline who are employed by industries impacted by the shutdown, be it casinos, gambling, restaurants, airlines, you name it. Fannie Mae guidance was pretty much you have to look at income continuity. Are they still going to have a job? And if they're not, then you have to adjust accordingly. So that's a huge issue for lenders that are concentrated with pipelines of employees who are impacted by this. So maybe next week Alice can talk more about income continuity and the assessment process when you're having to basically reevaluate each borrower's ability to repay tomorrow based on not necessarily considering what was there last month. I did want to also mention talking a little bit about starting to get into some of the MSR issue. So this week on Wednesday, in 2 days, I'm talking about hedging again through the MBA webinar. It starts at 1:30 Eastern. So if you want to hear me talk more about hedging, hedging effect, hedging dynamics, elements of hedging, components of hedging, TBA short positions, the effect of price movement, rate movement on MBS price movement, and a negative convexity and the impact on the MSR, I'll be covering some of that then. So the hedging focus is really what does the controller need to know about hedging? Because we know that the purpose of hedging is actually fairly straightforward. We just create a financial structure where if one goes up, the other goes down. And they go up at the same amount and at the same time. So one goes up, one goes down. So really the purpose of hedging then is to preserve the secondary marketing gain on sale. That's the whole thing. When we issue an interest rate lock commitment to a customer, embedded in that is a gain on sale. The purpose of secondary marketing is to preserve that gain on sale. When we make a loan price today with a lock and we expect to make 3% gain on sale in 60 days or 45 days or 32 days, that actually happens. And when there's extreme volatility, it makes it really difficult for all of the components of the hedging transaction to come together to preserve the secondary market margin. I've done some analysis on the VIX, which is a Chicago Board of Exchange index that tracks commodity volatility.
Right.
And when the VIX gets north of 50, the margin preservation starts to decay. It starts to go down. And when it hits 70 or more, it's almost certainly. And part of the reason is because we transfer hedge value in the TBA short position to the mandatory delivery commitment after the loan is closed, typically. And at that moment in time when we're trying to transfer that expected gain, we may think we're going to make 101 on our loan sale gain because rates have gone up and we have a 2% gain in our hedge. But if the trading desk or the aggregators are freaking out a bit because of the high VIX, they're going to back off their bids. And instead of getting a 101 price, we may get a par or par and a half bid. What that ultimately means is that we just lost some of our secondary marketing gain. So when we start talking about, well, we want to have concessions to be more competitive, we've got capacity issues, so we want to raise rates, but we want to lower rates, we want to get more volume. It's as crazy as it gets. We had this happen a little bit in early 2018, like I said last week. But the thing that's unique about this event is we're seeing MBS not track on a 10-year to the worst that I've ever seen it in my memory. So that affects the ability to preserve margin. It's almost to the point where when things get this bad, it's almost better to go best effort simply because you don't have that
Pass
same degree of risk when you try to get to the TBA pair off and the mandatory delivery commitment. So the one solution to this, though, is to do Fannie Mae forwards, longer-term
yes.
Fannie Mae forwards, and also really big companies that can do delivery versus payment, actually create the MBS security and then sell that. That's really the perfect hedge, but then you've got pull-through, because what happens if you're in a market where suddenly bunch of people can't
yeah.
close because their jobs are imperiled, and so you don't know if they're going to have a return-to-work date. You know, the VVOE has to have a return to work date if there's a furlough. If you don't have that return to work date, you can't close because you don't have a valid verbal verification of employment or a VOE, either one. If you're furloughed, you got to have a return to work date. So your pull-through now is messed up. So even if you are delivering into mandatory, even if you are delivering into a security, which should be a perfect hedge assuming normal volume levels, if your pipeline starts to fall, now all of a sudden you've got a shortage of loans. So all these pieces fit together is like 15 moving targets all circling around one thing, trying to make it all work out well.
Yes.
So hedging stuff
crazy.
Is complicated. I'm going to talk about it more on Wednesday if anybody wants to listen.
Boy, I recommend that. So recommend. Looking at the VIX today, it was at 71.25 at 8:40 this morning, and then it fell to 61.42 at 12:20. It's on the upswing again, but that just gives you an idea. There's just so much disconnection around here, which is what Joe was talking about. So,
and last week it was up to 80.
Yeah, and it was up at 80. Yeah, just nuts. If you look at this, it's just no chart available for today. I've got it up here looking at it. But Andy Schell, Profit Doctor, Dr. Andy Schell, a good friend. If you ever want to have great barbecue and a great conversation over barbecue, get old Andy Schell. If you want to do it remotely, go grab barbecue. He'll eat it at home. You eat it there, and you just will want to talk to him. The guy's just a wealth of knowledge, information on so many topics. The best part, he breaks the complex down and makes it simple. Sign up, folks, for this webinar. You will learn something. Go, I don't hedge. I don't do that. I don't care. Go out and sign up anyway. It'll give you more knowledge, more understanding of what's going on. Andy Schell, appreciate it. And he's also my sponsor for the CMB.
Exactly.
So,
we're trying to get that moving forward too, Dave. Good job.
Yeah,
thank you very much.
Yeah, you bet. Appreciate it. Good job today. I also want to say before we go, a big thank you to our sponsors, the Mortgage Bankers Association of America, Finastra, Lenders One, Mortgage Collaborative, the CMLA, Indicom, Accelerate, who's been our guest today in the Hot Topic segment, as well as AinsworthAdvisors.com and AI Assist, Celebrity Home Loans, growing fast. Check those guys out, as well as Knowledge Coop, Mobility RE, Modex, as well as Velma, Vendorsurf, and Vidyard. Thank you so much for being here, folks. Have a great week. We're working from home. Your commute is now like what mine is, out the back door into my office. Appreciate you guys. Have a great week, everybody. Thank you.
You've been listening to Lickin' on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Lickin of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.